For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Experts. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, joining us. JoanBall.com, the website that you want to join, you can give a call at 519-672-9880. And a lot of great information over there on the website, where it looks at your just the area and some information on the area, information for buyers, for sellers, and then the glossary. Joan, how are you?
I am doing so wonderfully. Look at that out there.
How can you complain about this in September, right? Yeah, it feels like we're getting away with something we need to be a little bit careful of.
I know.
Karma's going to come back. It might be a bad winter just with how late
this
is going
in. That's what I hear.
I want to talk to you just about the overall picture right now in London. We'll get to your listings and everything like that. I know you've got a really a new listing that you're really excited about, but we are hearing more and more that it is becoming a hot market to sell. What does that actually mean for us? Because you can't just sell a house and then buy a house. You need to now go through the whole process of selling your house, and then you're in the hot market of trying to buy that house.
Right.
What does it actually mean for Joe Schmo me when I hear hot market for sellers?
So the market is very hot, and we're finding that sellers are being able to benefit from the activity. So in many cases, we will have more than one buyer that might be interested in an ideal house. Now, you have to look at the three things that sell real estate: location, condition, and price. So if those line up, you may have some very good response as a seller. However, you may have, as a buyer, the disappointment of not being able to secure an offer on that property. And it's a little bit like wanting to have a crystal ball and know what price you should put it in and how you should orchestrate that. The one bit of advice I would probably give buyers is make sure that you've got everything lined up. Your mortgage specialist, whoever you're using directly through a bank or a mortgage broker, make sure they have all your paperwork, all your income statements, any source information for your down payment, any letters of gift money from family members, all of that stuff all lined up. Because you can actually have them try and assist you in securing the financing ahead of time, or an idea of the financing or the risk factor, so that you might go in as clean as possible. Also, in many cases, their sellers are holding back on offers. So you can take someone in and do a mini home inspection or a full home inspection if you have permission. And so that might assist you in being able to go in with as clean an offer as possible.
How do you, as a real estate agent, when you know that houses are going over the asking price, or you know there's 10 or 15 bidders sometimes on a house, how do you know what that magic number is to go over? Because certainly you don't want to turn back to your clients and say, well, they're asking 250. We need to go in at 600. You don't want to be, you know, like you don't want to do that.
No.
While at the same time, you know as well as I do that some people get their hearts really set on this house.
Right. Well, one of the things I really do discuss with my buyers is, you know, just be aware of this reality of the situation. So already don't get too invested in the property in the event you don't get it. However, if it is the perfect one for you, what you want to do is really look at presenting ourselves as clean as possible, being able to attend to a home inspection ahead of time if that's, you know, something that you feel warranted. I will never talk you out of a home inspection. So making sure that your bank obviously is all lined up. But from there, looking at an offer that I will justify on paper where I think the property's worth. If you go north of that, that's really because you want the property.
Right.
And I always say, if you wake up tomorrow and say, darn, I should have offered another $5,000, two or five, you know, or whatever it is, then do that now. Because, you know, if you're going to be disappointed that you didn't get that, bring your best offer. People often think with multiple offers, they might be able to negotiate and they'd be willing to go up. But that is not the case. You need need to bring your best offer right at the beginning and know, and, you know, I've been successful, but the interesting thing is that the general public thinks that we're, you know, as realtors rolling in the dough, but they don't realize that there's many more of us working with buyers as well, because there's a shortage of sellers. There's many more working with buyers that we end up putting in sometimes 8-10 offers for any one buyer before we get a secured offer.
Right.
So, you know, we in the office have a few bets going on as far as how many we can get to. And I have quite a few offers that I've submitted for buyers and we were not successful. But I'm happy to say all those buyers are now secured somewhere.
Well, that's a happy thought. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. When we come back, I just want to talk just a little bit about what prices are, what the over the prices are. So when you look, you say, are they going for $2,000 over listing? Are they going for $5,000 over listing? We'll talk a little bit about that and just what that actually, how you yourself start to say, all right, well, there's 10 people. That means we should go 2,000 over. Or there's 10 people. That means we should go whatever. We'll just talk about how that perceived value is in flux right now and maybe even get to some of the other things that we need to look at when we're at the home and some of the things we need to keep in mind when it is such a hot market. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880. We also have some questions in the mailbag that we'll get to, and we'll even talk about the new listing that Joan Ball is very excited about.
There's a change happening in our city. Have you felt it? We're not just talking about new houses and offices, because the impact of brick and steel is nothing compared to the people who build them and the ideas that fill them. We're talking about the innovators, the entrepreneurs, the creators, those who see no limit to how high London can rise. If you haven't felt the change, don't worry, you will soon. And this is where you'll hear about it. Today's Talk for Today's London. We are News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK with Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880. The website is joanball.com with anything that you need to know with regards to buying your first home, reselling a home, selling your first home, anything along those lines, including the glossary and all the information, joanball.com. I want to talk about your new listing in just a little while, but I want to finish just off on the heels of just this market that we're trying to understand right now. You had mentioned that as you sit down with somebody that you know that there's going to be maybe 10 other offers under there, and as such, you need to maybe go over asking price. But when you look at it, what makes that go from saying, I'm going to go $100 over to $5,000 over to $10,000. What are the things that you look for to indicate where you would actually want to move up over that that actual asking line?
Well, first of all, I don't ever tell, excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm glad to know that it takes your breath away when you talk about these numbers as well. That's it.
First of all, I don't ever tell my buyers what to offer.
Okay.
I give them information. They will make the decision.
Great strategy.
And really, it doesn't matter if there's two offers or 10 offers. There's multiple offers. There's more than one party that's interested. So the fact that there might be 10 offers might give the perception that it's, wow, it's going to go way over. I've seen it go way over with two offers.
Right.
You know, so that's really a part of the, you know, recognizing the reality. The other thing is to obviously look at how in demand is that specific property. For example, this past spring, a four-bedroom, two-story, double-car garage with a finished basement and a pool in Stony Brook, Hunt Club, Sherwood Forest, Lawson, you know, Lawson Park, Orchard Park, any of those areas, I could have sold them 10 times over.
Right. Okay.
That was like the demand property.
Right.
And that was really what I was looking for my clients.
Right. Okay.
And more than one client. So it was kind of interesting. You know, you have to look at where it is. And also then you have to look at how long that individual is going to stay there. If they're buying a property in the University Heights area and they're looking at being there for 25 years, it may not be as concerning for them to go $15,000 over list price because this property fits exactly what they're wanting. You know, so there's so many other variables that come into play here. How long have they been looking? What's their financing arrangements? What's their down payment? How secure is their job, you know, and their situation? So it's not never one size fits all.
Right.
It really is an individual evaluation. And at the end of the day, if they wake up tomorrow and they offered basically what they feel is top of where they should go, and they're okay with it, that's it. You know, and they didn't get it, we look on. And, you know, here's the thing. After 24 years in the business, I have yet to have a client who was not successful on an offer not say to me eventually with the house we eventually find, gee, I'm glad we didn't get that one.
Wow.
This one fits me even better.
Wow, that's a great track record. And certainly you're looking to help out with that as we look at joanball.com and we see a brand new listing at Norton Crescent, 927 Norton Crescent. The first thing that I see as I go through the pictures on this, the first thing that I see is, wow, they've opened up the kitchen. I know that area. Those are, those are usually kind of almost galley kitchens, usually for the most part. They've really opened this whole thing up. This is a beautiful house at 927 Norton Crescent.
Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, absolutely done all four levels in the side split. Gorgeous little crescent, private yard, sunroom attachment on the back. It really is spelled out very nicely, done to the nines top to bottom.
And when you say done to the nines, I mean, you literally, as you look through it, it's been repainted. All of the floors done. It looks like brand new cabinets.
Yes.
The basement is finished as well with high ceilings, things on those lines. There doesn't seem to be anything to improve upon on this house.
And at $289,900, that's a steal.
That truly is. What's the best way if somebody wants to have a look at this house or get a showing? What's the best way to...
Just give me a shout.
Okay.
And I can line up for showings. We are going to do an open house, not this weekend, but the following weekend on the 18th.
You think it'll last
from
that long?
2 to 4. Well, we are holding off on offers till then.
Gotcha. Okay, so there will be an open house, an enormous backyard, and they've got it displayed, at least in the pictures at joanball.com under the listings. They've got it displayed with all sorts of kids' stuff that's in there. And so, I mean, you think about how much space is in there, mature trees in the backyard. Maybe you'll give them a rake. As whoever buys it, you'll give them a rake to help out with the backyard. But, I mean, other than that, this is a perfect house for $289,900 on Norton Crescent. When we come back, I do want to talk just about, finish off our conversation, just on the speed of the area, things along those lines. I do want to talk just about the dangers of being in that competitive mind state and things that we need to consider with that. That's all coming up as we continue Ask the Experts with Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com.
Tom McConnell is not quiet, he's not calm, and he's anything but boring.
Are you cool with that?
What you have is topical subjects of the day, and they're expounded on by not only yourself and your producers, but also your listeners, so you get everybody's point of view.
And this is what I try to do, share fascinating stories with you.
Talk radio at a modern pace. Get in on the action every weekday morning with the Tom McConnell Show.
Email tmc@bellmedia.ca, text message 10-12-90. You can even tweet at the TMC show.
Tom McConnell, 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1252, News Talk 1290, CJBK, as we have our last segment with Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com, the competition of the real estate field right now is very interesting. You were just telling me about an interesting thing that you use to help understand kind of what's going on with the market. The sale, what was
list it? To sale ratio.
List to sale ratio.
So if I'm looking in a specific area and we're going to be competing, then I may actually do a little research on the recent sales in the area and look at what the list to sale ratio is. So it was listed at such and such a price. It sold at such and such a price. What's the percentage deviation from the list price to the sale price. Also, days on market, you know, sometimes depending on the area and the product and that kind of thing can have a factor. And then looking at square footage. Now, as realtors, it's really kind of interesting that we have to pay MPAC to look up square footage.
Right.
Not a lot, but we still pay. But when we're looking at something where we are competing, many times I will look up square footage and all that, those other details, assessed values, taxes, all of that, really to give me an accurate, a more accurate idea of where that property is should be accurately priced. Is it underpriced to draw offers? Is it overpriced? So, and they're really fishing and maybe they'll get it because it's a good product or it's in high demand. So all of that stuff really put together gives a good perspective on where they can go. And then at the end of the day, they have to decide whether they want to go north of this. London has seen properties go, you know, $500 over list price to $100,000.
I heard you with Andy Udman on the live drive talking about that $100,000 over price. And you're absolutely right. Without you helping us put it into context, a lot of us forget, well, maybe I should look into how much the taxes are. Oh, wait a minute. What is the actual square footage? Because sometimes it can be either underutilized for square footage or overutilized and shown very well for how much square footage there actually is.
And that's really the job of the realtor is to give you as much information, get that information up front, the utilities, what are all the extra costs that might come into play so that they can make a really educated and informed decision as far as where they're going price-wise. Now, I have had some buyers, you know, get rather frustrated after 6-8 offers, you know, and they still haven't secured anything. And yet this is an educational process for them. So at the end of the day, some of them will say to me, well, I really needed to go through that process to now know, you know, how the game is played, so to speak. And it really is a dance. You know, you find two people who need to start dancing the same dance. And, and that's when you come to an accepted offer.
The hokey pokey of the real estate world is really what it sounds like. We've got about a minute left, but I do have to ask, just because of the hustle bustle, the multiple offers, people will feel the need to be very competitive. People may overlook some things, probably the biggest of which is a home inspection. Is there ever, is it ever okay to overlook a home inspection?
Well, I will always say no, because a home inspection just gives you added information. However, many buyers will take advantage of any hold off on offers in a specific house and bring somebody in to take a look at some of the major issues and some of the details in foundation, attic, mechanics of the structure and the property. So, you know, that's always advisable. However, in this kind of a market, I've certainly seen offers come in that do not have home inspection conditions.
Well, do you give that warning? Just so you know, if you don't have this home inspection, just so you know, you could be in danger here?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Absolutely. That's the truth, because they're to some degree, they're going in blind.
Right.
They don't really know, if they haven't had anybody come through the house, what the condition of the property is.
Right. And another reason that we want to make sure that you are on our call list whenever we're going to look at a house is sometimes people say, I can't believe this home inspector didn't catch this. You have the knowledge of knowing the good ones from the maybe not as good ones.
Make sure they're registered and insured.
That's right. Yeah, perfect. Joan, we'll have to leave it there. I can't thank you enough, as always, for all the great learning into the real estate market, which all of a sudden like that, we're needing to relearn, it feels like. So thank you very much for the last half hour.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Jump onto joanball.com. That's the website. If you have any other questions, you can jump onto that website. Her email is there. joanball.com is the website, and her email right there. Phone number is 519-672-9880.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.